What did you write?
Oh, this one I wrote out. I did this, she did this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now these are some certificates that I had won too.
For?
Different things.
Okay. All right, well, let's start by talking about the...
This is what I wrote of my family.
So, your mother, you have four children.
Mm-hmm.
12 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
2 great-grandchildren. You're married to
Gerald
Washington. This is you got married May 26, 1974.
Mm-hmm.
You graduated
from Booker T. Washington.
Booker T. Washington, all right,
1950.
Mm-hmm. You went to the church. Of Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
You're an usher for, is that $50?
50 years.
50 years, mm-hmm. Okay. 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
You lost your house.
Yeah, and I moved to Montgomery.
Okay.
And that's where I stayed for a year.
Because
I was in the house.
Went to
Bible Way Baptist Church. I joined the church there.
Okay. Then I put my money.
Membership,
all right.
Membership.
To Little Zion.
To Walter Hardy.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at now.
All right. A member of the Holy. What does that say?
Holly Grove.
Oh, Holly Grove Center. You sang in the choir.
Mm-hmm. At the Holly Grove Center.
Okay.
I'm singing right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Your song is
That's my song, Let Jesus Fix It For You. That's my
song.
Oh,
Let Jesus Fix It For You. Okay. All right. So, in terms of the recipes that you chose. Okay. So we chose the, the pork chop recipe,
mm-hmm.
The yakameen,
mm-hmm.
Your mom's miltong.
Yeah.
All right. Banana bread pudding. Or is it just banana bread?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, all right. Well, let's talk about your food memories. So you have as number one stew chicken with mother.
My mother. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Pam made the Maureen. See, my daughter Candy, and my uncle died. He used to love eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, she's deceased, she used to make some red velvet cake. And my dad used to make cakes from scratch. And mother did the preserve.
Okay. You did, but remind me?
Like I had fake preserve. What did I tell you?
I think you told me she used to can and pickle things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she would pickle watermelon rind?
Yeah, you remember I told you that?
Mm-hmm.
How you remember you said my mom, mm-hmm. I had fig preserve, watermelon, pears. Something else I was talking about that I preserved. What was it? And you said your mom used to love like a pozole. What was it?
Yeah, it was my grandmother.
What was it? You told me you forgot. You told me and I forgot. You remember you told me? She used a pozole.
Yeah, I mean, she did different things. She would pickle like cucumbers or there was this one time that we went out and we picked strawberries and, you know, and she had a fig tree in the backyard.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Didn't say about the strawberries. You used to candy and like the strawberries. Didn't you pick, no, something? I can't remember what you... I had the pear, I had the,
Well, so when you were a child growing up, did your mom teach you how to cook or did you learn from watching?
No, my dad.
Your dad taught you?
He taught me.
Okay.
But then I taught my father. He did the cooking. But you see, mother used to do, see, we used to, long years ago, mother would raise chickens, and what happened, she would take the chickens and you put them up to thaw out. I mean, it'd be clean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then your mother would take them out and mm-hmm. then she would cook them. You know how you have to clean them,
mm-hmm.
the chickens. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she would, but I didn't do that now. And
yeah.
Mother, we had a chicken and my brother, he'll go reaching. He go kick not alligator. What is it? Some kind of thing he would kill. He'll go get a rabbit and he'll go get coon and he'll go get rabbit and fish because
mm-hmm.
he loved my brother. He used to love to do that. Something mm-hmm. else. He used to not alligator, turtle. I did put, remember I told you, turtle, you know, he would have turtle, you remember you said you had the turtle, people eat that now, turtle.
Turtle soup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He would, the turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he'll cut them turtles up and, mm-hmm, like this. Mother, we would have rabbit. Mm-hmm. Then we would go, as little girls, I can't remember now. I guess your mama was there. It used to be a flower. You used to pick them, but you had to, it wasn't gonna, it's something like greens. You used to pick them and go, what is the name of that? It wasn't Millitone. You know, you should pick them, this lady used to sell them to them.
Mm.
It was like a terms or something. I can't think of it. We used to pick those.
Mm.
It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. See, okay. My these old people, you know, they go get all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your dad was mostly the
one who did the cooking.
Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh. And what kind of things did he make on a regular basis?
Well, he loved cakes from scratch.
Okay.
He would do it on Christmas. They'd love his cakes, like chocolate and cakes like that.
Okay.
He loved to make cakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then we sometime, a long time ago, if she had a turkey, and mother would make her own biscuits. I never learned how to make a biscuit.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I would learn how to make, like, homemade biscuits. Mother would make that. And then she would make bread, but somehow or another you put yeast on it for it to rise,
mm-hmm.
like bread.
Mm-hmm.
See, they believe in that old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like chicken. And if, just like turkey, they would start it out and put it up in the same way with ducks. You know, old people, you know, if she would tell you, they used to have ducks. Mother love that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you feel like there was always an abundance of food? Like,
well,
did you guys
I learned
enough?
It from them, you see, but just like I say, they had this French, but we go in the store now.
Right.
You know, because his mother would have a turkey all night, turkey, turkey. We don't have to do that no more. She'd kill one of the turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
If she get a chicken, put it on a line for the buck. You know how they put the chickens? And let them breathe the blood come out of them.
Oh, okay.
When you kill a chicken.
Okay.
And they have to pick feathers out.
Okay.
It's in this.
Mm-hmm. Well, so was it a farm?
No, we had it in the backyard.
Just in your backyard?
Just had a,
okay.
Mm-hmm. When we had like this tree, and it would be in, she would have chickens, bang, bang. Different, you know, like
mm-hmm.
we had a big yard.
Okay. Well, that's nice. And you had access to, you know, fresh.
Oh, honey, we would go get us persimmon, but we didn't eat them because the persimmons, they were. You remember the persimmons?
I don't think I've ever had one.
And she'll have that turkey, and she'll put it up, the same with the chicken,
mm-hmm.
till you throw it up, and then we'd be screaming and hollering because she didn't kill the chicken.
Oh, so that you never had to do that?
No, my mother did it.
Okay.
One of them, my brother did it, and he killed it. She chopped it, and he was mighty sad. I can't do that. It's still jumping. When you kill them, they'd be jumping.
Right.
And he left it. We didn't have no dinner because he was scared.
Because
he said the chicken was running behind him, but he didn't kill the chicken.
Yeah.
My brother would get the turtle, and the other turtle running, but child, the tina cut off the turtle.
Mm.
And rabbit, he loved that. Loved fishing.
So, in your own house, did you do a lot of cooking?
Right now.
Not now, but when you got married and once you had kids. And
we used to see like blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
Mother had us picking blackberries, but we scared of snakes. Had us running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, blackberries, you go in the tree and you pick the blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
They was picking blackberries.
Mm.
It was something.
Mm-hmm.
They was picking pecans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right now, it's all together different now. You know, since you're old, and that's the way the more people used to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And see, like, Palmer Christian, you know, different things. The more people love that cooking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it's some pants, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what kind of things did you cook for your kids?
Oh, I cooked the red, like red, for myself. Like I cooked my own cabbage, red beans. But right now, since I have this, I don't cook. Pam does the cooking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We used to cook okra. You know, go and get a bush. Then she have us in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
The okra, because they used to grow all that, the cone.
Mm.
You know, I would go get the cone and take it off the bush
because
we had a backyard. They would go over the street by my grandmother and the children, you know, climbing up in the trees, getting pears and stuff because mother used to like the pears, preserve the pears.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so did your husband cook at all?
No, and he didn't know how to even make a grandmother egg. Yeah, she, you know, his mother didn't let him back.
Uh-huh.
See, he was adopted.
Oh, okay.
And his mother didn't, you know, didn't let him how to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you teach your kids how to cook?
Huh?
Did you teach your kids how to cook?
Type?
Your children, did you teach them how to cook?
No, Susie did not cook. When
mm-hmm.
cook, I said cook. She said, I have my own tied up because the grease piping on my own. And
mm-hmm.
she gonna have, Susan, what you doing that for? Cause mama, I don't want them pack the piping on my own, the grease.
Mm-hmm.
But Pam would do it.
Okay.
Pam cooking. So okay. That's what she does, the cooking now.
Okay.
Because I'm not able to, this pacemaker, I can't fool around fire.
Okay.
Because one day I cooked some and it drew me in. See this, I have this pacemaker.
Uh-huh.
And it drew me in, so I can't get around fire.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then around holidays, do y'all do big family gatherings?
Yeah, but now, we don't do it no more. You know, my daughters, nieces, they come and bring the, like you bring your dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Gilda, what are we having? She said, Auntie, just bring something. You know, like you would bring something.
Yeah, like a pot.
Because all my people did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A pot. You know, like the,
okay.
Like sweet potatoes. But just like I say, a Pam make the gumbo, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they does the cooking. Because I'm the only one living now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have anything that you consider your specialty or?
No, because the little, well, the children, I would just, I cook red beans or somewhere I worked at.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cook for them.
Whatever they wanted?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had to cook them because I raised them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you make your red beans?
Well, they say if you cook them all overnight, but it doesn't matter. Pam just put them in. She cooked red beans Monday, just cook them.
Mm-hmm. You soak your beans overnight, or?
Some, but she don't soak. She come in and cook them. She put the seasoning in it. Like you want to put pigtails. Well, she boil a pickle meat, mm-hmm. and she put that in there. And she put ham or something in there. And she put that in there. And cut up the grease and let it cook till it gets soft. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now we have to use something with the hull, but I don't know, it's not terrible like the hulls, but you got, I love it. I like to cut up the hull and, but I didn't like the scent of it, so I can't cook to my husband. He don't want to be smelling that.
Oh, is it like the chitlin?
Yeah, he don't like chili, so yeah. We don't cook it. He don't want the smell of it.
Yeah.
And he don't eat it.
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I love it.
I never had chitlins.
Oh, you did?
Never.
Now, she makes chili beans. She loves that, chili beans.
Ooh, Pam?
Yeah. She could already put chili beans and put like chili beans. She'll put that in it. You know, like chili in your beans. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.